When you're talking about a woman who likes to put on fancy clothes, you say, oh, that woman sure does like to
dress.
All right, now with this...
We all say dress. Well, weren't you dressed up?
What would you say about a man who likes to put on fancy clothes?
Well, he want to be a dude.
Did you ever say dude up?
Dude or sport or something like that.
Would you ever say he dudes up or...
Yeah, well, he ain't dude up there. Yeah.
What about a woman putting on makeup? You say she's doing what?
Put on... Make it like, oh, she done powder feet and root and lift.
You ever say primping?
You done primped up that good now. She done primped up.
You wouldn't say, would you ever say primped up by a man?
No, I won't say a man primped.
Not
a man. When would she primp?
Now, primping, that doesn't necessarily mean clothes, or does it? Does that mean just makeup, or
makeup,
just the face and hands?
Face and hands, and mouth, put a root on the lips. And the, oh, she ain't there primping.
I asked somebody one time, does a man primp? And she said, my husband does. Ma'am?
I said, some of them is as posing as a woman. They ain't that sitting and dressing.
Man posing, she said. Man be posing.
Well, they do. Land that's very rich and good for planting is very for...
Very rich for planting.
Rich.
Very strong and rich land.
Did you ever say fertile land or?
Fertilized or something like that. Real good. Something.
I see. Would that be something, that would mean a man had added something to
well,
it?
Well, sometimes added and sometimes you just clean up a place, you know, and be real strong, rich. You can go out there and clean up a little place, a broad thicket, you know, and just be richer than put it in the fertilizer you put on it. Grow anything you put there.
Would that be fertilized land?
Be rich land, you know.
Rich land.
Be rich land.
If it's fertilized land, it means the man has added something
to it.
To make it good for growing. Okay. Do they have any marshes around here?
Marshes? What do you mean?
Marshes.
People of marshes like the law?
The kind of land, I'm sorry. The kind of land, marshy land.
Oh, marshy land?
Yeah.
Marshy. Well, we have some, you know, what do you mean by moisture? Marshy.
I think maybe they mean by that maybe some land that's wet and has a lot of grass growing in it. Maybe there's water standing in it a good part of the time.
Well, we call that a water soft place, you know, moist. They got some slough like that old crawfish hole and some kind of old wild stuff growing all the time. Stay wet all the time. We call it a slough.
Yeah, last time I remember you saying it was a little slough place. You sometimes say that about it, that it's a little slough place.
Slough place.
And you said water sop place?
Water sob, you know, the water sob.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. All right, where a creek is going through a piece of land and the, you know, it's kind of cut its way through. Now, not talking about the creek, but talking about the place the creek has cut. You'd say that's a little...
Made a little ditch across there.
Did you ever use ravine?
What?
Ravine.
A dream?
No, ravine.
A vein?
Uh-huh.
Well, we don't call them veins. We just say, well, the creek broke. It made a dream grow there. It made a washing, you know, make a washing, keep it wide there to make a branch.
A play, there's a something I'm looking for. You're talking about the holes that a man has in his belt. Sometimes, you know, a man will go out and he'll eat a great big meal and he'll say, oh, I've eaten so much I gotta let my belt out of. Mm-hmm. Let it out of.
Yeah, I gotta lose my belt. Let it out of notch or something like that.
All right, take it up a notch.
Take it up, making it smaller.
Right, making it smaller.
When you let it out, you're gonna swell up, you gotta let it out.